ഇന്ന് അൽഹംദുലില്ലാഹ് വസ്സലാത്തു വസ്സലാം അലാ റസൂലില്ലാഹി വബാദ്. മൈ ഡിയർ ബ്രദർ ആൻഡ് സിസ്റ്റേഴ്സ്, അല്ലാഹു സുബ്ഹാനഹു വതആല സെയ്ഡ് ഇന്ന ദിക്റ തൻഫഉൽ മുഅ്മിനീൻ ഇൻ സൂറത്തു സാരിയാത്ത്. അല്ലാഹു സുബ്ഹാനഹു വതആല സെയ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് റിമെമ്പർ അല്ലാഹ്, വെരിലി ദ റിമെമ്പറൻസ് ഓഫ് അല്ലാഹു സുബ്ഹാനഹു വതആല ഈസ് ബെനിഫിഷ്യൽ ഫോർ ദി മുഅ്മിനീൻ, ഫോർ ദി ബിലീവേഴ്സ്. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you to take stock of this, to actually become aware of how much we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in many ways. The formal way is of course the salah, reading Quran, making zikr in the sense of repeating the asma wa sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takbir, tahleel, tasbih, all durood, salatu salam on Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these are the formal ways of doing zikr. But equally importantly, if not even more importantly, the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the constant awareness of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. The constant awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present in our lives, that His presence is a source of strength, it's a source of protection, it's a source of barakah, it's a source of mercy, of grace, of rahmah, and that His presence is something that we need to be conscious about, because His presence in our lives is something that we need to take account of. And His presence in our lives is something that must drive all our decision making. Now this is part of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This part of the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why this issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen, that verily dhikr is beneficial for the mu'mineen. Just think about this. Somebody who is constantly aware 24/7 of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life or her life, see what kinds of benefits they get. Number one, of course, they get the benefit of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for. Second thing is that they have a sense of comfort. They have a sense of being taken care of. They have a sense of being protected. And they have a sense of the mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. What is the value of that? Number three, they are protected from sin, because when they are conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously it is assumed that they cannot and they will not commit anything which angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anytime any action is proposed where they have a doubt whether Allah is going to be pleased or not pleased, they will not do that action. They will not do anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or which has the chance of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four is that for all decision making, they use this one criteria. Does it please Allah? If you think about this, this is one of the biggest traps that we have. Most Muslims make wrong decisions and they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because they are the enemies of Allah, not because they set out to say, today I will try to anger Allah as much as possible. They don't do that. They do it because they give precedence to their perceived, they give precedence to the likes and dislikes of other people, or at least what they think other people will like and dislike. For the most part, this is only in their own minds. The other people don't care two hoots what you do or don't do. But we seem to think, you know, what will people think, what will people do, what will they like, what will they not like. And we give this precedence over what does Allah like, what does Allah not like. And that's the reason why we do things. Now, if you look at all the different kinds of things that are done in the name of weddings, for example, we do all kinds of khurafat, all kinds of nonsense. Why? Because we think this pleases people. We think this is good for us, for our status in society. Today we live in a society where status is based on the amount of khurafat that you can do. Status is based on how wasteful you are. Status is based on what a stupid manager of your own finances you are. I mean, how can you How can you respect somebody who has no respect for money, who has no sense of how to spend money, who spends money as if he's a fool, right? He throws money on in a wedding. He throws millions of rupees on flower decorations, for example, which are going to be junk the next morning. I mean, you have respect for such a person? He must be crazy. I mean, why would you respect such a person? He's a fool. He's demonstrated that he's a fool. Why would you respect him? Now think about that. Today, so our society is based on this. Society is based on respect comes from comes from wrong decisions. Respect comes from things that we do which anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but if somebody has the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she will never fall into these traps. The moment such a trap comes, they will say, no, hold on. I don't care who likes, who doesn't like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like this thing, and therefore I will not do it. The other opposite of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this, therefore I'm going to do that. No matter how inconvenient it might be, no matter how square it might look, I don't care. I have to please Allah, and I will please Allah. I don't care about pleasing anybody else. And you know the great secret of life, if you do things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically it also pleases the good people of the world. It doesn't please the ikhwan al-shayateen, it does not please the brothers and sisters of shaitan, but who wants to please them anyway? It pleases the good people of this world, people who are pious, people who are honorable, people who may not even be Muslims, but they are people who are honorable, who are sensible, who are socially responsible, who are morally sound. Such people are always pleased by the good that others do. And therefore, if we do things which to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically those things are good, and automatically they please the good people of the world. So we get it both ways. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased inshallah, and the good people of the world will also be pleased. And therefore, I remind myself and you, let us always have this consciousness, inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen, that dhikr is beneficial for the believers. And that's why it's very important to constantly throughout the day keep taking process checks. Right through the day, make it a habit of stopping whatever you're doing and saying, am I remembering Allah just now? Make it a habit also of the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where the beauty of the sunnah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make du'a for every single thing. If you look at the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a du'a for everything. There's a du'a for putting on clothes, for taking off clothes, for going out of the house, for coming back in the house, and so on and so on. For eating food, for beginning the meal, for ending the meal, for sleeping, for waking up. The du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for everything. Now the beauty is, when you do that, first of all, you're following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Allah rewards you for that. Secondly, every single dua is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single dua is asking for the mercy of Allah, asking for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's consciousness about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these duas, if we learn the duas of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day and get the barakah of that right through our lives. What a beautiful way of living life. What a beautiful way of following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to make it possible for us to live our entire lives according to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and never to do anything which displeases Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.